My guest on the School Report is Gateway Superintendent Dr. Jim Millay. Dr. Millay, thanks so much for joining us.
As always, thank you for having me.
Now, let's get an update on what's going on in the world of Gateway.
A lot of good stuff. So February is kind of a time of year that we really start digging in and focusing on growing and getting better. So particularly for our staff, that means professional development. So this month right now, we have a lot of focused training and professional development for our staff going on in a variety of areas. So one area that we always focus on, something good to do throughout the year, but as we head into the new year and look forward to this whole second half of the year, we put an emphasis on wellness. So that includes training that we provide for our staff for taking care of themselves, their own personal mental health and wellness, strength. We share training on nutrition and, of course, utilizing our new wellness center. So we have some of that going on. And then, of course, a big area that we focus on is academics, and particularly this month, we're looking at testing and diagnostics. We're specifically training our staff in a program called Measures of Academic Progress. So this is a program that helps our teachers use computerized adaptive assessments. So an adaptive assessment is measuring a student like where they're at, but then also trying to stretch and see achievement beyond that. So that's what we're doing with the adaptive assessments, and we're looking at specifically key academic areas like reading and math. And then we track our students' progress over time, and we also compare them to, we get a readout on national norms and how students are trending across the nation, and that gives us some really good data for the rest of the year to identify areas that we want to focus on and grow. So that's huge. And then lastly, we're working on strategies to help our English language learners. So that's a key area for us. And this month, we have a speaker coming in that's helping our staff get better at focusing on language skills and language acquisition skills, teaching vocabulary, literacy for those students, and using academic language.
All right. You mentioned the staff and the training for the staff. What's going on with the student population? How are students doing this second half of the year so far?
Yeah, we definitely don't want to leave the students out. They are the reason that we're here, and they're our main focus every single day. So there is, as always, a lot going on with the students. I mentioned some of the specifics that we're trying to do with academics, with our staff, and then that's translating over to what we're doing with our students. But also this time of year, our students are working on making a big difference and a big impact giving back to our community. So we have a large number of students right now, actually all of our students across the district, are working on raising money for the Friends of the Homeless in New Philadelphia, in Tuscarora County. They're building a new shelter. They have that project going on, so our students want to contribute to that, and specifically, they're trying to raise money to fund a playground for the shelter. So I'm proud of them for that, and I know that's going well. And then additionally, we have a Gateway Civic Duty Committee. So that Civic Duty Committee has been working hard this month, and they're solely focused on making a positive impact in our community with service projects. So currently, that committee has 260 students that are attached to them, and they're planning on a day of service coming up here in our community where they will tackle mostly like beautification projects, repair projects, helping people in need. So that's going on along with our academics. So I'm really proud of our students, and I love to see the positive impact that they make in our community.
Now, what are some important dates that parents need to be watching out for, and students for that matter?
Well, the students are watching out for midterms. So we have midterms approaching very soon. Hard to believe. Now we're in the third quarter of our school year, and we're hitting that midway point of that. That's approaching, and again, it's another big measure so we can track the progress of the students, see where we're at instructionally and where they're at academically, and make any improvements that we need to for the rest of the year. And then coming up here on February 15th is a very big date for Gateway. It's our traditional Gateway Athletic Boosters Fish Fry. And this has become kind of a must-see event. So the fish fry, as I said, on February 15th, Harvest Barn in Sugar Creek. There's no charge for the event. You get some great fried fish, only a recommended donation at the door with that great fish dinner. The evening has hourly drawings, big raffles, a silent auction, and much more. So that's always a fun time, and it definitely is very important for the funding of our Gateway Athletics. Also, I can share with you, as we look ahead for the rest of the school year and we look at key dates, a lot of people have asked me questions about makeup days and things like that because of the snow days and cancellations that a lot of us in Tuscarawas County and Holmes County have had to deal with. The way that works in Ohio is we used to count days, and we used to go by days. So if you missed 5 days, then beyond that, you'd have to make those up. Well, now Ohio is strictly based on hours. So for high school students, we're required to have 1,001 instructional hours for a school year. So of course, we're monitoring that. We know that we've had a number of cancellation days, unfortunately, so far this year. This time of year, sometimes you get ice and some different things that impact still. So we're watching out for that. So as I said, people have asked me, so how does that work? Do we have the potential for having to do makeup days? So at Garraway, after our fifth cancellation, we go to what's been known as blizzard bags. And actually, it's technically remote school days. So we've had one of those. If we have any more cancellation days coming up in the future, we will continue with that practice. We have filed a plan with the state called a Calamity Day Plan that allows us to do that. And it is our intention that should we have any future days, that we'll utilize those to avoid having to have physical makeup days in the summer or on spring breaks and things like that. So I think we're in pretty good shape as far as making sure that we get our proper number of instructional hours in for our students.
Awesome. Anything else you want to leave us with before we run out of time?
No, I think that's enough, but I thank you for the opportunity, and I just want to put out there to everybody that's listening how proud I am, again, of the Garraway students and the Garraway staff that are doing a fantastic job in making this a great school year, and I thank our community and supporters for helping us.
All right. Well, Dr. Millay, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us.
Thank you.
That is Dr. Jim Millay, superintendent of Garraway Schools, and this has been the School Report on WKLM.